Make no mistake about it, the board members said at their regular meeting today. Another transit referendum is out of the question, at least for now.
This is not a request to bring back a penny sales tax debate.
Commissioner Al Higginbotham brought the transit discussion to today's agenda, but a month and a half after nearly 60% of Hillsborough voters turned down the tax, the discussion looks a little different than it did 6 months ago.
All we want is to be able to have our county professionals look at these numbers and then simply see if there was a stone or stones unturned.
Higginbotham said it's clear most Hillsborough County residents want some kind of transit overhaul, but they also want it funded from a source other than their own pockets.
In listening to the public and responding to the comments from the public, they overwhelmingly said, see if there's other mechanisms, something that's already on our books that would not increase our expense, would not create a new tax.
Higginbotham had been a key opponent of the transit tax referendum leading up to the November election. Several times, he debated fellow Republican Commissioner Mark Sharp on the topic. Today, Sharp called Higginbotham's new approach sound and said there may be some solutions closer at hand than a sweeping countywide project.
There may well be viable alternatives for, if nothing less, a demonstration line that can be established east-west that would connect the airport to where the high-speed rail line exists that would not require a tax increase.
Commissioner Higginbotham said he wanted to make clear that he's not trying to pursue rail.
I'm not in quest of a rail or a specific line. I'm in quest of sources of funding and those only. And it could be that there is a special, and I'm going to say the word, tax district. Mm-hmm. Along a corridor that would not involve people that are not on that corridor, that are not benefiting from that.
Commissioner Kevin Beckner said it's good to examine the possibilities when it comes to funding and planning transit projects, but the commissioners shouldn't neglect the work the Hillsborough Area Regional Transit Authority has already done.
HART has done an extraordinary extensive amount of work, and a lot of money has been spent in analysis and alternative analysis, and I think that those analyses need to be complete. And I think we need to work with HART and the MPO and our other partners to take a look at what would be the viable alternatives.
Commissioner Sharp said he's concerned that the public might misconstrue today's agenda item as an attempt to resuscitate the dead transit referendum.
I know that you're not trying to, again, reintroduce a referendum. That's not your intent, and I hope that's not what comes out of this or what appears to come out of this. It's simply to look at how we might do this without having to go to the taxpayers.
There is already a sizable transit project underway, and it already has funding. In 2008, the county gave HART nearly $40 million in bond proceeds to develop a bus rapid transit system. The thing is, said County Administrator Mike Merrill, tax code requires that money get used within 3 years, or else the county will have to spend it on something else.
So now 3 years has elapsed. Virtually all of those bond proceeds are still remaining unspent, $39 million. What we have to do to be in compliance with federal tax law is bring that money back in-house, spend it, and then amend the agreement so that HART can move forward with the projects on a reimbursement basis. So we're not going to be placing money again in trust.
There might not be a bus rapid transit system running along any major thoroughfares now, but HART CEO David Armijo said significant work has already been done on the project.
The work that's been done so far was the planning development and engineering design work that was done and completed last year. We've just completed a few months ago the traffic signal analysis was completed as to what signals would be involved and what would be affected for that. We've been working with our other elements or our partners, which include FDOT, the city and the county and so on. Final design was awarded on the project in 2010. Last October, and now we're working on some real estate acquisition on those park and rides beginning next month.
Armijo said the bus rapid transit system would run along a 17.5-mile-long corridor from Temple Terrace to downtown Tampa along Nebraska Avenue.
There are a total of 26 stops. The buses will operate with a higher frequency, which we're talking about 10-minute frequency. Today, HART has 46 operating routes, and only six of those routes operate with a 15-minute frequency. So this is a very much enhanced. Special amenities will be included, including enhanced shelters, ticket vending machines, and so on.
Merrill said the county would have to do some shuffling in its books to vouchsafe that HART can carry out the bus rapid transit project, and the county would reimburse HART for the project cost.
What we will do is make an accounting adjustment to reflect that those proceeds are spent to replace cash that we've spent in the past. So it's essentially just to, we have projects that we built in the past with cash. We're just going to reverse that entry, reflect bond proceeds as having paid for those projects.
According to HART's Bus Rapid Transit webpage, the North-South line is expected to be operational by 2013. Meanwhile, HART will open an extension of its streetcar line December 19th. That line will now go from Ybor City to downtown. It currently runs from Ybor to Channelside. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.